Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And it's been a while.
Just a little while.
We recognize it. But you know what? It's the world is tough. It's tough all over. And we just watched episode 7 of season 4, Loves All Over. And I feel like it sucks that the world is crappy and we weren't able to get together and do this sooner. But the timing's pretty good because as we record this, it is February 12th. We are 2 days away from Valentine's Day. And this is the perfect episode to watch for silly Valentine's Day nonsense. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, you know, I will watch the Christmassy episode at Christmas time in the future. But I feel like this appeals to me even more as a holiday episode because I really like ridiculous love spell nonsense. It is a go-to for me when it comes to silly I don't know, magic stuff. What do you guys think? Are you
with the very onward? Bitter and angry Cupid?
Oh, poor Dimitri the Cupid.
No, and it took me. I could not figure out where the heck I knew him from because I recognized him. Finally, when we finished watching it, I looked it up, and it's friggin' Larry from Eureka. So that made me happy because I enjoyed him very much on Eureka. But we're not here to talk about Eureka. We are here to talk about Wynonna Earp. And this is the first episode that was new to all three of us at the same time.
Yes. Mm. It's like we're back in comfortable territory.
Yes. Yeah. We are in sync again. And it was a fun one to get in sync
with. I feel like we're not super spoiled. I knew one significant, well, I don't know if it's significant thing that happens in this season, but I don't think I know anything. So I'm like, oh, I'm just delighted that this whole Cupid thing.
I had no idea.
Fresh. I had like, yeah, I was like, well, I think we guessed pretty quickly with the wings and stuff. Yeah. But
yep,
that was very fun.
It really was. And just experiencing it all new. I have so many muted hashtags and people and stuff on Twitter that I haven't been spoiled with stuff either. So I didn't know any of this that was coming. And, you know, I had sort of been sad this whole time because I'm still mad at Wynonna, just like Doc is for, you know, for shooting the sheriff and
back.
It was fun to see sort of the fallout of that. It's been however long it was. Waverly actually says in the episode, it's been this many weeks or whatever. This is just a blip. And it's like, no, it's clearly not a blip.
It is not a blip. Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Yep. But I'm, you know, as far as that goes, I feel like I'm still kind of on Team Doc because that was Wynonna's in a bad place and I feel for her because I love her. But that was the wrong thing to do, lady.
Yes, it makes me think of, I heard this quote this week. I think it was actually from Zendaya talking about Euphoria and how, like, it's interesting to play really flawed characters because that fascinates us, and we are not the sum of our worst choices or our worst mistakes. And yeah, Wynonna screwed up, and we get to be hurt and shocked and worried about that, and we get to be Team Doc for a while. But at the end of the day, we still love her, and we still want to see her come out of this sort of spiral that she finds herself in. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a blip. I think Waverly said it'd been about a month.
Yeah, three
something like that. And it's interesting because now we're in summertime because of the break in filming. So we went from like hardcore winter to summer. It's so green and delicious and delightful.
Feels very, very strange. Even just like we're looking at the screen on iTunes for Wynonna Earp, and it has like, you know, pictures, stills from each episode, and the previous ones are all snow.
Dead of winter.
Snow. And then suddenly we get Loves All Over, and it, like, Wynonna is in a forest and there's green behind her. And I think it was probably like a drone shot of like from above of the homestead. And I was like, there's grass. Whoa.
Yeah. It's interesting how that affects the feel of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was just, I don't know if they did this on purpose or what, but it felt like such a really smart way to do it, to have this be the shift. You know, it shifts in weather, and then it also sort of shifts in tone because this episode is overall, like on the surface, it's very lighthearted, and you get the wacky comedy with all the love and the lovey-dovey stuff, and that being, you know, warm and springtime and greenness and just, I don't know, it felt thematically very appropriate, so I liked that.
Yeah, I think it works. I love a good zany episode.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, I think that, like, I know we're watching this sort of out of time, and so our break is a lot longer, but that last episode was so heavy and so hard. And I know it ended on a lovely note with Nicole and Waverly, and we loved seeing that. But I wasn't really sure what to expect from, like, coming back from the break and jumping in. I was like, you know, that a lot of shit went down. And you can tell they're sort of starting to lay that groundwork again. You've got Cleo coming into her own, which, like, I'm terrified for what she's going to do, but I'm here for it. So that's exciting. But yeah, I felt like there were so many just lovely, like, Canadian callbacks in this episode. You got to see, you know, a Shorty's t-shirt on Rachel, which I thought was really fun. And Nedley is, like, in his prime running the bar because he has no choice. And friggin' Bunny came back.
Oh my God.
I was so delighted that that wasn't ruined for me. I had no idea. And I was so excited. We all cheered. We love Bunny. We love Jan.
Get her so drunk she thinks she's Jan Arden.
She's sick insensitive. It was just like,
I'm so glad I was not taking a drink of my water at the time, because I would have spit it everywhere, because that was hilarious.
I was singing along in my mind. I didn't want to ruin singing on screen, but in my mind, I was in my heart. I was singing.
We can't not. It is like a requirement of being in Albertan.
Like, it knows what it is, and it's so funny. And also, there was the joke about Rachel having a bad dream about school and being, like, naked in front of an assembly and forgetting the words to the national anthem.
Yes.
And she actually sings the national anthem at Toronto Maple Leafs games, like the actress does. So I was like, how? Like, I just love the self-referentialness of this show and how it's not afraid to go there. And if you didn't know that, it's not gonna hurt the episode in any way. But if you do know it, it's just like a lovely little Easter egg to make it even better.
Yeah, that was very fun. And I think I liked Bunny's arc too, where she's like love whammied into falling for Waverly, but at the end has her little like, it's okay. And, you know, what is it? Just stay horny.
Exactly.
It's like it wasn't unbelievable. It was like just a little bit of like,
she's
learning a little bit. She's still Bunny.
She's still Bunny.
Like she's kind of okay with it. And then she goes back to saying something really horrible, which is
Which is what you expect from her.
You know?
Yeah.
Fun stuff. The other thing that I really loved about this episode is that, especially in like a zany episode like this, where there is some sort of a weird spell causing things to happen, many shows that I have seen have had the characters either take way too long to figure out that there's something funny going on, or they never figure out there's something funny going on until the spell is broken. And this show, thank goodness, it's like, these characters live in a world where there are, you know, zombies and revenants and demons and spirits and stuff. So it would be really annoying to me if nobody came up with, like, if nobody realized something weird's going on. So the fact that Waverly very quickly is like, are you possessed again? I just wanted
a question.
I just wanted to like scream, yay, because Waverly's our smart character. She has been from the very beginning. So if she hadn't noticed that there was something going on, I would have been annoyed, because that's just like, I can't remember who it was that came up with the idea of the stupid ball, but that's, you know, the concept that characters sometimes need to be stupid in order to move the plot forward. And I hate that. So, you know, you let your character hold the stupid ball and then they pass it on to somebody else. And I just, it's not necessarily lazy writing, but it is easier. It's an easier way to write it. Whereas in this case, Waverly figures out right away that there's something weird going on, and she immediately goes into detective mode to try to figure out what's happening. And I like that very much.
Yes. And I think what also works is you've got characters like Winona who just embraces chaos. And so even when she knows what's going on, she doesn't care. And she like glitter bombs the whole group.
Each character like recognizes the reality of what's going on and reacts to it in their own way, because they are all such well-developed characters.
And the conceit that they are love bombed, but actually will not do anything that is not at their core.
Yes.
So it kind of like, you know, the conversation of Doc with Cleo, it's like he is love bombed, but he's never hitting on her. He's just sort of like being kind and kind of building her up. But then in the bar, when they're all love bombed and him and Winona, he's like, nope. And he finds his way to Winona. Yes. And you sort of see that this is the underlying love for they have for each other. And then the really sad moment when they're de-love bombed and pull apart. And she's like, I don't want to let go. And he's just, she plays broken.
Oh, she's so good at it.
Well, it's like, oh, you're breaking my heart, girl. But then she said, so that was really good. And then when she said she just wants to be free of the guilt, but also sees herself as necessary. So she's doing something she thinks is necessary.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to Winona in this episode. Yes. There often are, but
even from the beginning, where she's tromping around the woods drunk in her like leather jacket and finds Eamon eating a deer. That was a great scene.
Yes. Well, and apparently she's been killing people left, right, and center, which is super convenient because I think this was filmed in the height of the pandemic lockdown. So they probably could not bring as much cast in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, let's just kill them all off. And part of Winona's arc and story and stuff. And it's like, so it works on a Watsonian and a Doylist level.
Excellent observation.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and now that I think of it, where the hell was Jeremy? We had no Jeremy this entire episode.
Jeremy, no Mercedes.
No Mercedes.
No Mercedes.
I will be very sad if Jeremy does not make an appearance because of COVID stuff.
We still haven't seen Robin from the beginning of season 4.
I know, and they left that very fuzzy as to what happened. We don't know. I wondered from the Doylist perspective again, like, have they just not decided what they want to be his like story yet, and they're just going to plug it in whenever it becomes convenient to have that be part of the story? I mean, maybe the actor is just not coming back
available.
Wasn't available, and if he ever is in the future, then they can make up whatever kind of backstory they want to fit whatever character. This is me talking like the show is coming back, because in my heart I want that.
We don't know that he doesn't come back at some point.
That's true.
Season.
He might still, please don't spoil it.
Yeah,
because I guess like I said, I have so many things muted on Twitter. I wouldn't necessarily have seen if he is coming back.
I miss the Earp family because it has been a long muted. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, since the season first started airing, which was what, 2020?
In the summer? It was, because this part aired a year ago.
Yeah, and that stuff was even before us. So it's been a long time this since episode was Winona Earp has graced my timeline.
Yeah, wow. This episode was March 5th. 2021.
Yeah.
So almost exactly a year ago from the time that we watched it, which, you know, I feel like it's nice that we're sort of stretching it out and making it last,
because
we don't know when or if we're going to get any more.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about that. I don't want to freak out right now. I just want to talk about how good this episode was. And oh, Annette, you just said something about how everybody, even when they were love bombed, they were still sort of, you know, doing the things that made sense for them and sticking to their core. So like at the end, when everybody was love bombed and dancing around, you have, you know, Winona and Nicole dancing together.
Yeah.
And
that
you
was
know,
so funny.
Yep. And you know, they're like, they were, you know, they were talking about going there.
There was an ass grab. I spotted an ass grab Nicole.
And Nicole suggested they could still get naked.
Yeah. Can we still do, could we have done stuff, or could we do stuff? That was so good. And nope, because, you know,
at the core, we know what's up.
Yep. Just fun from beginning to end. And fun with that perfect Winona Earp, like, underlying layer of tension and horror and a little bit of disgusting grossness.
Oh, God, yes.
Goodness, yes, that was so gross.
Like, just
Mama
the sound
Clancy.
Of the buzzing fly.
That was really well done. And that's something that we don't often get in Winona Earp, because usually it's winter and we don't have a lot of flies in the middle of winter. Mm, but
this
now,
is true.
Yep, summertime.
That body's been sitting out there for months.
Mm. Well, and then that shot with Cleo standing in front of the chainsaw, and you're like, oh.
We're like, oh, you know what? I'm glad they didn't show it.
We can
imagine
a pit
that.
Of something that's eating Mama now.
All the Reapers, right?
I think it's the other must be the other Reapers.
Because Billy is free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel, let
Come on,
Billy
Rachel.
Go.
I mean, he's not far enough gone
he's
that he isn't able to speak. Like, he was able to talk out loud and she could hear him, even if she couldn't see him. So she decided to just, you know, I mean, on one level, I kind of can't blame her, because she's living in this world where there are, you know, demons and stuff around. Like, Eamon, he is literally a blood-sucking demon.
Yeah,
he's
like,
not
we don't really
people,
know what he is,
but
he likes the blood.
He's not a vampire, right?
I don't think he's a vampire. I
don't know.
The whole, like, leather stuff and the gloves and, like, I feel like that was not...
He could be a vampire.
He could be a vampire, but they've done the vampires, and the vampires were, like... Purple fog and fancy.
No purple fog.
I feel like Eamon is something else, and we're not meant to know that yet.
Not yet. He is something
he
else.
Is
as
something
far
else.
As I'm concerned.
We mm-hmm. we were fans
of
Heyman.
I would like to see him. Yeah, something.
I mean, honestly, I was shipping him with Winona from the moment
or
that
Doc.
He,
I would also
ship
him
with Doc. Well, I mean, I was shipping him with Doc from yes. from way back, but in this episode, I was shipping him with Winona from the moment yeah. that she finds him, you know, behind the giant beast. And then by the end, it's fun. They have an interesting track over these two because, you know, I'm shipping them. And then, you know, you've got him wanting Waverly and Winona wanting him. And then when it all goes away, then she ends up, Winona ends up with him anyway. And it's just like, yep. Remember those family circus cartoons where there'd be like a little dotted line yes. to show where Billy ran everywhere in the cartoon? Like, that's sort of how I feel like all of these characters and their interactions with each other is just like a bunch of little dotted lines on a little yeah. cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But in a fun way.
Yes.
Anything else that you wanted to talk about in this episode? We're marathoning a bit today, so we're going to watch another yeah. one after this. Yeah. So expect another podcast soon.
Will we make them wait for it? And no. Just drop them all. Like, just be like,
we've love them bomb wait long episodes enough.
On you. Uh-huh.
Yep. People have been patient. Or maybe they don't care.
I mean,
either
they
way.
Forgot about yeah. us. I have no idea.
We've been gone so long.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Well, we're back now and we're having fun, and that's yes. that's the important
if
thing.
If nothing else, my mother will rewatch the episode and listen to our oh, podcast because she's been doing that. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mom.
Your mom's the best.
All right. Well, okay. I guess that's it for now, but we'll be back very, very soon. So until next time,
lights out, bitch.